You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ. If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
Welcome to TJ's podcast.
Yeah. Ooh, let me tighten up my microphone. The most informative and entertaining mix of subjects of current events that you will hear or see anywhere in whole U.S. America. That's right here. Right here. Rob says I was wearing a fancy hat today because that's a fancy hat. I haven't worn this up here yet, have I, for the cameras and whatnot. It's a white Ace and TJ hat.
It's very white.
Mm-hmm. Not for long with this greasy-ass head I got.
Maybe not.
Mm. This came my little friend Jenny, her merch person. You know, she has a lot of merch.
Yeah.
With her her gym and her business and all that. Once they have the logo on file, this is embroidered, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
You can go in there and just, like, she'll tell, like, hey, make the Ace and TJ hat with the white logo on the white hat or, yeah, you know, whatever. So that's where it came from. It's one of a kind.
Yeah.
Working on a full house.
Yeah. Is it orange?
Yeah.
There's orange in there.
Yeah, we did a the charity thing, I believe, is when she got these done with them, and her colors are orange.
Oh, okay.
Of her business.
We call that a collab. A
collab-y, oh, collab-y lab. All right.
Yeah.
Like, so crops. I say that because I don't want Rob thinking that we got some new Ace and TJ swag hats to be doling out and didn't get him one for his big old ass head. This is the only one.
Yeah, that had to be special ordered.
Yeah. Because I'm a special order. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah.
All right. So, Riggins, you choose. Should we start with the Grand Slam stuff today or the stupid celebrity stuff?
Hey, you can talk about the Grand Slam stuff. That's fine.
Okay. Earlier on the regular old morning show, I brought in this story about a woman, a 19-year-old girl in Scotland, who was being interviewed about the negative things that happened to her in her life because her name is Taylor Swift. And the funny part about it was supposed to be when you played a clip of her explaining it, you couldn't understand a word she was saying. But if it had been something really negative, if your name's Taylor Swift, I'm sorry. Nothing really negative is going on, you know, aimed at you. Now, there are some people who have the same names as famous or infamous people that is negative in and of itself. My brother, who we grew up in Louisiana, but in adult life, he moved to Arkansas for his job. And he had a friend there whose name is David Duke.
Oh,
now, young people, David Duke was a controversial figure in politics from Louisiana who actually ran for governor at one point in the 90s or in the 80s, maybe late 80s. And he was a Klan member, the Ku Klux Klan. And so he was very well spoken. And of course, he wore the suit and tie and all of that. And he became, you know, just known as, you know, this is the new face of white supremacy and all that. So unlike today, when Democrats start calling every white person a white supremacist and all that, he really, you know, they had the evidence on him, you know. Yep. So the name David Duke just became, at that time, was like, oh, God, you know, David Duke. You know, he was a villain, basically.
Yeah.
So this guy that works at a, you know, in Arkansas with my brother, just a regular guy named David Duke, has to deal with that all the time.
I would change my name.
You would?
Absolutely. Was David Duke a well-known figure before he ran for office?
Yeah. A little bit before, and I think he went to LSU, and they used to have a thing at LSU where you could go and the students could jump up on this platform and start speaking and speak with, you know, it was free speech. You could say whatever you wanted to say back then, and then just deal with the consequences of people hating on you or whatever.
Yeah.
And he would do that. He was famous for doing that about, you know, white supremacy and all that stuff, I think. It's like, you know how many people in Germany were named Adolf Hitler?
Yeah. Kind of ruined the name for everybody else.
But Taylor Swift, I'm sorry, you're not getting any hate by being named Taylor Swift.
Not quite the same thing.
No. Mm-mm. But like I said, the funny part of that was supposed to be the girl's voice and how she was, you couldn't understand a word she said.
Not a single word of that.
Yeah.
Not a word.
Craziness. Okay, so speak about voices.
Yeah.
Riggins has a video from a woman who's baking some cookies and making ice cream sandwiches out of them. And what was it about this that drove you nuts?
She's like an almond mom is what they call them, like a Gwyneth Paltrow. Like, I do things naturally.
Oh.
So I'm making ice cream sandwiches, but I make the Lucky Charms. Make Lucky Charms. Shut up. I mean, honestly, how annoying can you be? Yeah. All eight shapes. Ooh, I bet you did.
So it's just the marshmallow parts.
Yeah. So she's making like ice cream sandwiches, but she's got this affect that I can't put my finger on, but I know you like, you know, that kind of upspeak is what they call it, or the vocal fry, or it's like this.
No, I hate it, actually.
You hate it, but you enjoy listening to it. So she's got an interesting one that I've never heard anybody else have before, and I'll play it for you right here.
I want another ice cream sandwich, and I was craving two soft and chewy Lucky Charm cookies, layer vanilla ice cream in between. And for this one, I made Lucky Charms from scratch, all eight of them, and the cookies are sourdough and naturally fermented, so they're gut healthy, and it baked up perfect with having vanilla ice cream. It was so mad. So this Sunday night, I want another ice cream sandwich, and I was craving two soft and chewy Lucky Charm cookies, layer vanilla ice cream in between. And for this one, I made Lucky Charms from scratch, all eight of them, and the cookies are sourdough and naturally fermented, so they're gut healthy, and it baked up perfect with that vanilla ice cream. It was so mad. So
she's trying to sound sexy.
Is that what it is?
And another thing is that she pronounces her long I sounds as long A sounds. Like she wants ice cream. I was craving another ice cream sandwich. And I want, and she's also very exaggerated with the tongue. Like, and I love it. They play it again. There's something in there where she goes, when I just licked my microphone.
So this Sunday night, I want another ice cream sandwich, and I was craving two soft and chewy Lucky Charm cookies with vanilla ice cream in between. And for this one, I made Lucky Charms from scratch, all eight of them, and the cookies are sourdough and naturally fermented, so they're God healthy.
God healthy. They're God healthy. She doesn't have, either she's doing it on purpose or she just does not have the proper control of her tongue to make the sounds. But I think she's just trying to sound sexy and provocative. And then another thing that I hate about that, and I need to do PSAs on social medias about it to help people. You don't speak over vocals of a song.
I know. You're going to lose this battle,
though. No, I'm not.
I think you will.
No, I'm not. You are not supposed to talk over someone singing. It's distracting for both things. You're just not supposed to do it. It's horrible. And they'll make those videos where they're trying to talk, and in the background it's playing "Bust It," and then, you know, "Bust the Move" is playing, but not just the music part. And there's a reason why radio people don't talk over people singing. They talk over the introduction of the song, because when you're talking over somebody singing, it takes away from both the singing and the speaking. Drives me nuts. And I really don't want to do it to make fun of people. I want to do it to help them.
You're helping?
Yes.
I'm helping you.
And then sometimes when they make those videos on the social medias, even if they're not talking over the vocals of a song, they have the music so loud that you can't hear. Or they're doing a recipe for, you know, the Lucky Charms ice cream sandwiches. And they're playing a song that sounds like they're, you know, at a rave behind them. It just doesn't fit. But I would rather have that than speaking over vocals. It's the ultimate sin in my business, in my career. That's the ultimate sin for a music radio announcer. Talking over the vocals.
Yeah, they all do it.
I know, because they're amateurs. And what's bad is that nobody has pointed it out to them.
Not one person. No, I don't even think people notice it, or I don't know. It's just not even a thing.
God, it's sad that people don't pay attention to detail.
Well, I blame the social media apps, because they all suggest, like, you better put music on it so it gets viewed by the most amount of people. And you have to really go hunt out instrumental versions of whatever song or beats to avoid that. And I would never normally do that, but because that's just not what people do. But yeah, I know that's one of your gripes. So I always like make sure I'm like, I better find the right one to put down there. And then, yeah. And then you adjust the volume.
Yeah.
You want to make sure the vocals are louder, and you can bring down that music volume in the app. A lot of people don't know that.
But even as faint as that was in the background of a song playing, I mean, it was faint. Mm-hmm. It still was just like hitting me between the eyes with a ball peen hammer.
Hate it.
Just absolutely hate it.
Yeah.
Hate it. Hate it.
Makes me want an ice cream sandwich now, though. I'm dying.
Not that shit she was making, though.
Not this that one, was, no. I don't need cereal in my ice cream sandwich. It's good enough, you know?
You know what I want to make homemade? Hmm. Peanut butter ice cream sandwiches. Ooh, peanut butter cookies ice cream sandwiches.
That would be really good.
Hmm. I might do that.
Yeah.
Or I might do one of those videos like so many people do on social media where they'll say, I may not even need to tell this because I'm not wanting anybody to steal my idea. So I'm going to show you how to make my homemade meatballs. First, you take a package of meatballs, frozen meatballs. Okay, well, right there, they're not homemade.
Yeah,
you got them frozen out of a bag.
Thrown in the crock pot. One thing that annoyed me about this video, when she's making the ice cream sandwich, she takes a pint of ice cream, turns it on its side, and uses a kitchen knife and slices down the bottom of the pint so it's a perfect circle that she can place on the cookie. I go, okay. Well, unless you're making the entire pint you've now just ruined the carton of ice cream. And also, you can just scoop it out of there and put it on the cookie. When you smash it down, it's not going to matter.
Yeah.
Just dumb.
There's another stuff. One. There's another one that's become popular that's so stupid. Have you seen where they will mix the stuff together in the container and then dump it in a bowl instead of just mixing it in the bowl?
No.
It's one of the dumbest things, other than when they take the bowl that they're, you know, like say it's a Cool Whip, a bowl of Cool Whip, and they're mixing flavoring and stuff up in it. They put it in the mixing bowl, the whole container. Then they put the stuff inside the Cool Whip bowl, stir it up, and then dump it into the other bowl and put other things with it. Fold in whatever else they're making for the dessert. Or they're putting together like a casserole kind of thing, and they'll set the containers of, like, I was watching a guy the other day, and he had his Pyrex baking dish, his 9x13, 9.5, whatever it is, 9.5x13, 9x13. And he had the dried pasta in it.
Yeah.
He had a can of corn, and he set the corn down in the middle of the baking dish with the pasta all around it, and then put paprika and all these dry spices into the can with the corn, stirred it up a little bit, and then dumped it into the Pyrex and mixed it with the pasta. Like, what the, why would you put a dirty ass can down into your baking dish?
Yeah. That must be one of those weird little food talk creative things.
Sure, like, it is.
You want it to be a little weird to get comments going. That's probably what that is, but it's still annoying to watch.
God, it's so stupid.
I know.
I hate everything.
I know. We've really just spent 15 minutes like well, working on ice cream sandwiches.
That's what it's supposed to be. Slamming the things on the gram.
Yeah.
All right, so we got more of this stuff coming up. Yes, we're so inspirational. That's next. Hang on.
TJ's Podcast.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix. What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Back to TJ's Podcast.
Hey, look. We here at ATJ Inc., we have a charity. We've always found that charity work is our favorite part of what we do for a living, being able to help other people. And our charity is called Peyton's Promise. It is named to honor Ace's daughter, Peyton, who was killed in a car wreck. She just turned 21. And so the charity is open to being able to help all kinds of situations, like everything from, you know, if a person needs to have a wheelchair ramp built onto their house, we've done that, all the way to you know, people's houses burning down, or sending kids to Disney World, and it's breaking and entering Christmas is another thing we do. And Peyton's Promise raises the money to be able to do that, where we break into families' homes who have fallen on hard times and leave a dream Christmas for them to find when they get home that day. So if you'd like to support Peyton's Promise, whether it be a donation or volunteer or sponsor one of our events, please do that. Go to, is it peytonspromise.org or just acetj.com, and then Peyton's Promise is linked on there. What's the best way, Riggins?
Both ways, but peytonspromise.org is the best way to check it out.
Okay. Now, on to ripping people.
Yeah.
Forget about that charity stuff now. We're about to rip some people some more. This one, not so much. Riggins, you said that you didn't even know this happened, and neither did I. I didn't know this was a thing, and I'm wondering if it's just a thing in certain areas of the country, and it's not something that's, you know, USA-wide.
Yeah,
maybe. But it makes no sense to me whatsoever that this was even an option for people to use.
Yeah, here, I'm playing for you.
She's kind of hard to understand because she talks so fast. So she's talking about her library. She goes to the library all the time is what she's talking about. Okay.
So my local library rents out cake pans, and I'm pretty sure I'm the only person in my town that knows that they do that. They keep, like, the weirdly shaped ones on hand.
Cake pans.
Tree, heart, checkerboard, little thing you can fill with pudding. So you don't have to keep it in your house and store it. You can just go rent it, use it, wash it, bring it back. I have done this several times over the past couple of years. I always get the heart-shaped one. I make Galentine's cakes. My birthday cake this year was heart-shaped. I get a missed call from the library today, and I go, why is the library calling me? I am a good library patron. I don't have any outstanding overdue fees. I don't have anything that needs to be returned. I don't have any rentals out. They want to give me the cake pan. They go, we're discontinuing lending cake pans because the circulation isn't high enough, and we've noticed that you've taken it out pretty regularly over the past couple of years. Do you want the heart-shaped cake pan? We want you to keep it. You use it so often. Just keep it. They gave me the cake pan. They even gave me the tote bag it comes in with a little zip top. I love the library. I'm going to bake them a cake.
So the library rents cake pans. Why? Who knows?
Who knows?
And it kind of pissed me off, Regan.
Did it?
Yes.
Why?
Well, first of all, you're not a patron of the library. You're not a good patron of the library because you're not paying for anything. A patron is somebody who spends money at a business and buys goods and services. You're getting stuff for free, but the taxpayers pay for. So that cake pan didn't come from the library. It came from the taxpayers. Why in the world would they spend money on cake pans to have at the library for people to rent?
I don't know the answer to that. And that what a hassle.
You tell me that government stuff is not stupid. Just. And then they go, you know what? Nobody's renting these, so we'll just give them away.
Yeah.
It was brand new, too. I mean, that was she held it up for the camera, and it was a nice. I figured it was. I'm like, ooh.
How many times?
Yeah, it's going to be all beat up and rusted and all that. It was brand new nonstick cake pan shaped like a heart. Nobody's really using these. They don't rent them. They don't check them out, you know, or borrow them. Let's just give them away.
Yeah, I don't totally get it. It doesn't make any sense. But also, what a pain to have to go back and forth to the library to get a cake pan.
Yeah.
I don't know how much cake pans are, but you probably save yourself some money if you just buy one.
But, I mean, if you're at the library all the time anyway.
Yeah, maybe.
Which I can't imagine.
My mom loves the library, so I have a soft spot for libraries. Mine does too. It might be like an older women thing, but yeah, she loves going to the library, but I don't think even her library has cake pans that you can rent.
Now, my mom always took us into the library and stuff when we were kids because she was in there checking out, I mean, stacks
of
novels, these hardcover novels, and she'd check them out, and in 2 weeks she'd read them, all those Sidney Sheldon books and stuff like that. But that's a small town library. I can't imagine going into a big city library with, you know, like the story we had the other day with the homeless in there masturbating and stuff, you know, like, ugh. But cake pans, the government now has to provide people with heart-shaped cake pans.
Maybe it's a privately owned library.
Yeah, those are called Barnes & Noble, Books a Million. But yeah, I was picturing just an old beat up looking. I was like, ugh.
It's a nice cake pan.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know, back when, you know, DVD rental was a thing that you could check out just movies at the library, DVDs.
Yeah. We had VHS at our library. But I don't think we ever rented one.
Yeah, and maybe they justified the cake pans and all for students, home ec students, maybe. It's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, maybe.
And do they even have that anymore?
Home ec? I don't think so. They should, though.
No, because, the government schools are, part of that whole movement to destroy traditional families and everything. So I bet they wouldn't have home ec. Or if they do, they make the guys do it and don't allow girls to do it.
We didn't have it when I was in high school, and that was in the early 2000s. Yeah. But I think that's helpful knowledge to learn how to sew or, cook something.
You took
in a home ec
class? Yeah. What else? Because, I was so well-rounded, Riggins, Brother Riggins. I didn't care what. Because I took home ec, and it was the last class of the day. And when we were doing sewing, I ran out of there quickly and ran down to the stadium and changed into my practice football uniform and got out on the field, and I had not taken the pin cushion off my wrist.
Something
now, isn't that a good look?
Oh, I'm ready to play ball, coach.
Ooh, you better not get too close to me. I'm going to stick you.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. And so, in case somebody rips their jersey or something.
Yeah, just let me whip up something from a simplicity pattern. I'll be ready to go. All right, and then let's see, what was the let me look at my notes here. Evidently there's a thing now called microfeminism.
Yeah.
Which you would think that would be good, because it's an improvement from big feminism. I think, okay, well, we're weaning ourselves off of feminism here. So we went from being, big feminism to now little feminism, microfeminism. So we're moving in the right direction. But I don't think that's what it is it?
No. Just a daily way, small acts that you can show your feminist beliefs without, right. Going to a protest or something huge.
Yeah.
This is the way you deal with it throughout the day.
Okay.
Anyway, that's my favorite form of microfeminism. What's yours?
When men tell me to smile, I like to tell them that my dad just died in a car accident, and I'm on my way to the hospital to identify the body.
Okay. So, usually when men tell women to smile, they're doing it because they're not setting out to offend you and make you, feel uncomfortable. What they're doing is they're saying, you're pretty and you'll be even prettier if you smile. Nobody's telling her to smile for that reason. That's not what Can I you hold up just a still of her
no.
to the camera?
Uh-uh.
I mean, she could smile.
Just
perma smile. And it's not going to make a difference.
That's terrible.
I see why she doesn't smile. Why she's angry.
But I get women's. I get that. I really do. Shut up. They're not. It's not malicious. But also, shut up. Mind your business. It is a demeaning thing, I think.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's just that anything in a feminist mind that a man says that seems like he's trying to improve something about you is shut down.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how well-intentioned it is. It doesn't matter how much he likes you, how nice he is to you. But that has been programmed into them to say, he better not say even an innocent, meant to be a compliment thing to me that's not lifting me up and telling me how powerful I am. If he's got any suggestion on what he thinks would improve me, he's an ass. And they're just miserable. And I don't like it when these feminists get into the heads of regular, normal girls and women. Even ones that'll say, I don't like feminists. I think feminists are, miserable, and they just, this, and this. You get women who do say that. But then it's been programmed into them so much that some of it sticks. And they don't even realize that some of it is, is the same feminine ways that that the grouchy old women have taught them coming up, you know, the miserable women who are, you know, if they do accept a man in their life, he's some sort of a little waif that they can just push around and all that, and then they don't respect him. I mean, look at Taylor Swift. Look at all the little wimpy, goofy, feminine men, artsy men that she was with, has been with. But then look what happened as soon as she got a manly man. Crazy, head over heels, whirlwind romance, power couple, beside herself with excitement.
Sure.
She just needed a real man. That's what old Taylor needed. She needed her a real man. A big, strong, strapping man. Smile, Taylor. Smile. See, we ain't having to tell you to smile because you already smiling because you got you a man now. You got a man. Speaking of, with the stupid celebrity stuff, we have a story about one of Taylor's ex-feminine boyfriends. And evidently she, as the kids say, dissed him on a track on her new album, one of her new albums. Is that right? She dissed him.
They keep calling it a diss track, and I'm like, you don't. That is not a rappers do diss track. Yeah. Taylor Swift didn't. She wrote a scathing song about him, but it's okay. A diss track.
All right, so we'll break that down in the stupid celebrity stuff coming up next.
More of TJ's podcast is coming up.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing, and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, Neogenix. What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Welcome back, world, to TJ's podcast.
And I ain't gonna lie. Been moving and shaking behind the scenes of events and promotions and stuff like that. That people, businesses and stuff are wanting to do with TJ Fanaticos. Being a member of an official TJ Fanatico is about to get really, really fun and exciting. You know, for your old humdrum life. And ladies, you need to smile. You'd be so much prettier if you smiled. Because when you're not smiling, you're ugly. I'm kidding. So to be an official TJ Fanatico, go in into acetj.com/fanatico and fill out the little survey there that I've been begging you to do for 3 weeks now. And if you haven't done it yet, it just means you don't care. And you should just say you don't care. I mean, let's just get it out in the open and deal with it. That's all. Okay. How many exes of Taylor Swift's did she go after on this new double album that she's got?
I think it's probably
called just Errors Tour.
I'd say there's two guys that really caught the wrath.
So One of them, not this one we're going to talk about. Who's the other one?
Joe Alwyn.
Okay.
Was the long-term six-year relationship boyfriend that seemed to that seems to be included in a lot of these songs.
Oh, so she's been going after him for a long time then, right? How long ago did they break up?
Probably a year ago.
Okay. Yeah. Now, is he a manly man?
He's an actor. He's British.
Okay, then no.
He wore a green shirt in the yogurt shop to make a little bit of extra money. Invisible String, great song. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. He's British. I mean, how bad?
He's a British artsy person.
Thespian?
Yeah. So then no.
Acting?
He's not a manly man.
Handsome. Kind of looks like the British Leonardo DiCaprio.
Mm-hmm. Does she date Harry Styles too?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so not a masculine man. Wears skirts and what do they call what he does? Baits. You know, trying to get queer baiting. Yeah, where he tries to act like he's ambiguously, you know, gay and whatnot in order to get the gay fans to like him.
That's what some people
they accuse him of doing. That
accused him.
But anyway, he's not out there, you know, splitting wood, hauling hay, and working, you know, as a crab fisherman. And then this guy, I've heard y'all talk about this band, the 1975. I don't know that I know any of their songs or anything.
Pop rock.
Yeah. Not that I wouldn't like it. I'm not being a smartass. I'm just ignorant to it. But their lead singer's name is Matt Healy. Maddie Healy.
Maddie.
Okay. So, Maddie, I saw a picture of him. Doesn't seem like a rough and tumble kind of manly man.
No.
And so she did make a song talking crap about him then.
Yes. It's the, I think, the best track on the album. It's called The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, and it's scathing.
And what did he do to her that was so bad?
We're not really sure. He was involved in a scandal, right, as they started dating.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't last long. It was a couple months over last summer, right before she started dating Travis Kelce. He was involved in this scandal where he said some nasty things about the rapper Ice Spice.
Yeah.
And, you know, the world just ripped him apart. And then shortly after that, they went their separate ways.
But you can't criticize Ice Spice. Oh, they're friends, aren't they? Taylor Swift and Ice Spice are friends.
So then she has this song out featuring Ice Spice. So some people were like, oh, did she just enlist her help because as trying to make up for it? But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, because there's a lot negative to be said about Ice Spice, I think. but you know what should happen? When she's doing these things, these hit pieces, so to speak, that's what we call them in the political commentary world, a hit piece.
Hippie.
You know, if somebody writes an article negative about you or whatever, just to be negative, just to go after you, it's called a hit piece. So she writes these hit pieces, and she's writing them about other musicians that she's given herself to. Why don't they write some bad shit about her? If that were me and I could write a song, I would make...
Well, that's the problem.
Huh?
That's the problem.
They can't write songs?
They're not known for being incredible writers. I'm sure there's an urge there to be like, I'm getting in the studio. I'm going to do 12 tracks about you. How dare you? But no, they can't do that.
Well, they could enlist the help of somebody, a ghostwriter or something.
Maybe.
They got enough money to do that. Sure. But yeah, I would be blasting her probably if I could write songs or get somebody to write a song. I mean, and wouldn't care what her fan base said about me or anything. What are they going to do?
They've done a lot.
Are they going to kill somebody?
I don't know. They will dox you, maybe. They could harass your family online, and they get creative.
Well, then you just tell them, hey, there's no telling what I'm going to do to Taylor if y'all do that to me. Y'all aren't the only ones that can come up with some shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you won't know what hit Taylor when I get through with her. She'll be a crushed, broken shell of a person. But that's how I would have fun with it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I want them to do that kind of thing, but But why not? It'd make it more fun, you know, just like Eminem and MGK going back and forth with each other. Wasn't that a thing a few years ago? 50 and everybody.
Basically everybody.
He goes against every damn body. Yeah. So that would be fun to watch. But anyway, somebody asked him what he thought of the song.
Yeah, I normally think paparazzi questions are stupid. This is a great paparazzi question when they see Maddie Healy out on the street. And I'm going to say it word for word here. Hey, Maddie, how would you rate your Taylor diss track compared to the 30 others? There's 31 yeah. songs on the album. And he tries to act like he hasn't heard it, which is just... Ugh. The song is called The Smallest Man Who's Ever Lived, and it's the biggest thing in the world, and you're telling me you haven't listened to it? But what are you going to say? Yeah, I heard it. I'm heartbroken. But his response is, my diss track? Oh, and he starts laughing. I haven't really listened to that much of it, but I'm sure it's good. So proper response, I guess. You're going to really get into a back and forth with a paparazzi on the street? No. But he's heard it.
Yeah.
He's heard it. His family is talking to press going, he's really a nice guy, we swear.
No. I would have said, well, you know what? I'm praying for Taylor because, you know, this bitterness from the sting of rejection is just not something she can handle. And so she lashes out. But, I mean, everybody has to deal with it from time to time, and evidently this is her way of dealing with it. I hope she and her therapist can iron out these things. I'm praying for her.
Keep it going.
Yeah.
You would want to keep it going, I guess is what it is.
Yeah. Or just, you know, you can't act like you haven't heard about it or heard it.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's just not
believable. What a wuss. But they also, you know what they have to worry about now? If they did retaliate in some way or another, getting their ass kicked. By a manly boyfriend.
Maybe. He's like, I heard you talking crap.
Mm-hmm.
What you got to say now?
Yeah, it's the off season. I can fly to Great Britain and tear you a new one.
Mm-hmm. Beat you over the head with that acoustic guitar you're carrying.
Little weenie boy. Mousy boy. Is he British too? Or the 1975?
Yeah, I think so.
Figures.
Yeah.
You can't. Because she seems like the type that would think she's too cool to date American artists.
That's why this change to Travis Kelce is so shocking.
Yeah. Not to me. Remember, I said in the beginning, doesn't surprise me. She's tired of all that other stuff. Maybe. And didn't she date John Mayer too? Mm-hmm. Is he one of her exes? Did she write a song about him? Now, he's one that could have written one back.
Yeah.
And made her just feel small.
Yeah.
He didn't do it, did he?
No, he's learned his lesson with talking publicly about women that he's dated and hooked up with. Because his career was almost over when he did all that stuff. So I think he probably knew better. But she also dated Jake Gyllenhaal.
Another one.
Yeah, she's got a song about him. All Too Well.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
What was weird about that one is in the song she wrote, she goes, you know, I left my scarf at your sister's house that one time. And his sister, Jake Gyllenhaal's actual sister, is Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
So when she was promoting a new movie, every reporter was like, can we ask you, there's a song by Taylor Swift. And she says in the song that she left her scarf at her ex-boyfriend's sister's house. Now, I'm assuming that's your house. Do you know anything about the scarf? And she had to act like, no, I don't know what she's talking about. I haven't heard it. You know, she did the same thing. So, you know, she got caught in sort of the Taylor storm of when that happened. It's crazy.
All she had to do was go, man, I'm not in that childish stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not in the middle of that. F both of them, my brother and her.
She doesn't have it in her to give that kind of line. She's such a weirdo.
I know. Both of those you know, Gyllenhaals. What are the name? Gyllenhaal?
Jake Gyllenhaal, the guy you confuse with Jared Leto all the time.
He's not Jared Leto.
TJ cannot get Jake Gyllenhaal and Jared Leto situated for nothing.
Which one played in that AIDS movie with Matthew McConaughey?
That's Jared Leto.
Okay. He's good. Weirdo, too.
They're both really good.
But he's good. And then was Jake Gyllenhaal the one who played in that... the movie about the buzzsaw that was in the art that was killing people and stuff?
Yeah, I think so. That was okay. Him. And he's in the new Roadhouse remake.
Yeah. The new, I'm not going to even watch that. No, I usually don't watch remakes of movies that I really loved. Like, I never watched Russell Brand's version of Arthur. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do it.
I don't think anybody did.
And you think people know why I'm saying his name's Gyllenhaal? Do they know the double entendre there?
Maybe not.
The reference. That's a slang term for a woman masturbating.
Speaking of women masturbating, did you see that story?
Yes, Billie Eilish.
Did you read that?
What a
freak. I thought of you. I said, that is the craziest thing I've ever read.
Yeah, it was all about how much importance she puts on masturbation in her life.
Oh, my God. It was so over the top that I went, oh, gosh. Never heard anybody talk like that.
Attention seekers and they need the Lord. I mean, just imagine that's your daughter.
Oh, my
God. And why does she do that? She's already got a career where, you know, she's in that celebrity status where probably nothing she would do would receive criticism from the media or anything. I mean, she's one of those that's privileged at this point. She's got celebrity privilege. Not all celebrities have it. She has it. Taylor Swift has it. Oprah has it. Yeah. You know, where they could actually be caught on camera disemboweling an innocent person and they wouldn't get any negative press about it. She's at that level. Because she's so weird.
Well, explain.
And then she goes out and she just talks about nothing. But, you know, she's like, how, what did she say? What was the quote that it's the most, she's a professional, knows an expert on masturbation because she does it so much. Yeah.
It's so, so important to me. And then she tags it with like, because I have body image issues, masturbation has become so incredibly important. And I like doing it in front of a mirror and. I don't know. It was just an odd thing. She's a young girl, like a, you know, I don't know how, she's 20 years old or something like that.
But you see what she did there, right? You see the little subtle trick that she did allows her to be able to come out and say this outlandish stuff without judgment or criticism. Hmm. She made herself a victim. I have body image issues. So that's why I do. So you can't judge me on anything I say after that because I'm telling you that I'm a victim and I'm I should be pitied. Gives you the, it's kind of like Paul Reiser, the comedian from the 80s and 90s, and he's been an actor in a bunch of stuff since then, and his career didn't end in the 90s. I didn't mean it sound that way. But he's the one that did the whole routine about, I'm just saying. Like, you can say anything you want, but as long as you follow it with, well, you know, I'm just saying, then it should be okay. It's the same concept. Make yourself out to be some kind of a victim of something, then you're cool. Say whatever you want to say without judgment.
I don't know. It's
just odd. She's crazy. Weird freak.
I hope it's to promote some sort of something, because I do like her music, and she's a super creative. Yeah, oh yeah. And she's a talented person. It's like, oh, no, you don't.
I thought her brother did all the heavy lifting on her stuff.
They work together, but it is a group effort. Because I've heard his solo songs. And
yeah.
Keep working with your sister.
See, I can't name a song of hers that I like. Most of them sound the same. I don't like that. I like real singing.
She's a good singer.
I haven't heard it.
That song on the Barbie soundtrack is her best song.
I haven't heard it. That was a really good one. I like real singing, and I like for a real singer to hold a note, not run it. Hold it. Hold the big note. You don't have to run it, you know, through a bunch of waves. That's just me, and I'm a music expert. What do I know? Everything. That's what. All right, so that's it for the we're just going to call this TJ and Riggins Criticize. The Cynical Podcast.
That's what it was today.
All right. So thanks for listening and watching and doing whatever you do. And don't forget to go help out Peyton's Promise if you have the ability to do so. We would love that and appreciate it. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Serving the world. It's TJ's podcast.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ. If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.